see the individual performances of people, because that's also something, right? That as a team, we did great and everything, but people also individually want to be recognized.
Do you know the secret behind a successful team? In this podcast, dream teams share their powerful collaboration and reveal how they turn today's ideas into tomorrow's solutions. Discover the story of change makers who share their innovative journey with our host, Travis Shepard. This is Dream Teams.
Welcome, everybody. Today is the day. It is the last episode of season one of Dream Teams, episode 10, if you will. I'm going to talk a little bit later about some of the things that we heard over the course of the season and some of my lessons or the things that I've personally taken away from it. But before we get to all that, we do have a team here with us to talk a little bit about assisted writing.
Yes, correct.
Okay, excellent. And what that is, it's an innovation that PwC has worked for a long time on, approximately 4 years, and it's resulted in a groundbreaking time saver that all our international colleagues are also interested in.
Yep.
And then my guests today are Johan Ten Volde.
Very good.
Excellent. And we practiced this. I'm going to do it. Kimberly Oudekerk?
Oudekerk, yes.
Oudekerk. Ah, so close.
Very close.
So very close. Well, thank you, though. But thank you both for being here as well. With each episode of Dream Teams, we talk about what some dream teams are that have inspired us or that are a part of our lives and all those sort of things. I'll start. So I don't do this podcast by myself. I'm not just sitting in here and editing and doing all those things. So we have a dream team actually here with us every podcast, right? So Patricia, Eric, and Sander, you are part of the dream team. This you are the dream team as well.
Woohoo! Yeah!
So Johan, that was great. Thank you. Johan, I'll look at you and say what's your dream team.
Yes. So when I think about dream teams, for me, it's not only a grouping of the best players or the best people in a team, because that's what you hear a lot, right? I think one of your first examples was the Barcelona basketball team.
Yep.
I mean, there was no way they could lose with that team, right? But it doesn't per se say that they also work together really well. And I think that's, for me, a dream team. If you look at, if I keep it to sports, Leicester City is a football club in England. They won the Premier League in 2016. The odds were 1 to 5,000 for them to win it.
I remember that, yeah.
And they were—I mean, they were only almost relegating the year before, and nothing much changed. But the team itself was working so well together that they did it that year. And I think that's for me really a dream team.
Leicester City are the champions of England.
Very inspirational, Kimberly. I'll ask you the same question.
Yeah, I'll stay away from football. Otherwise, I'm going to name Guus Hiddink in South Korea in 2002. But let's say I like reading books a lot. So for me, the dream team is the team that works on the translation of books. So you have the marketing, funding, translator, and especially the way the translator communicates with the author to clear up ambiguities in the original text and to make it readable for the target audience.
That's great. I think that's the first for these podcasts. Is that I love that. That's a great example. So Johan, can you tell us a little bit about what assisted writing is now that I'm able to say it properly?
So assisted writing is a module on a larger platform. And okay. Maybe I think that's good to mention that the platform itself is all around text, being smart around text. A few years back, we did a demand management within tax in the Netherlands. And there, a lot of the ideas that came out of it were around text. So searching for text, for knowledge, for example, keeping up to date on your area of expertise around news, but also creating text, right? So advices or proposals or whatever. And all of these were separate demands, but we brought it all together in one big platform. And I think the ultimate goal of the platform is to make sure that the advisors can really focus on the stuff that they're really hired for, right? So the stuff they've been to university about. So that's what we try to do. All the stuff around it, we try to make it as easy as possible. So for example, assisted writing, the module itself, there you can create an advice, but we have a lot of text blocks automatically shown, and they can include them for stuff that is quite standard, for example, an explanation of legislation or something.
Okay.
So that's what we try to do. And also all the formatting and all that stuff, we take it away. So they only have to concentrate on the stuff they're...
Focus on the messaging, focus on the story, worry yeah. less about all those other yeah. aspects.
Yeah.
That's great. Kimberly, what was your role on this project? So I know this project's been going on for a long time. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute, but what was your role?
Yeah, I do a lot of things within this okay. project, but my main role is to help a computer to understand the text that are in our database. So okay. I made a web of words that with that it can understand the text.
It's an interesting concept also. One of the themes that we've seen over a lot of these podcasts is around this. And it's interesting, too, is that in this case, it's also about assisting humans, right? It's
yep.
it's not that they're replacing humans, but it's really about providing that assistance. So they become a tool for the team, if yep. you will.
Yeah. Yeah. So the trick here is that everything that we have in our database is data, right? And Kimberly and her team, they're really good at creating a system that makes the computer understand what's in these texts. So we have millions and millions of documents in there, and with the things that Kimberly and her team created, for every document we can exactly say what it's about, and that is something that is of course well known. I mean, with machine learning, you can do things like that, but within our area of expertise, there are so many different small differences between areas of expertise that it's really hard to get that done, and we've done that, so that's really nice.
Yeah, and maybe if we look back at the dream teams we talked about before, there's a lot of ambiguity in the terms or in the terms people use to describe certain areas of expertise within text. So it's quite complicated to do, and I think we are the first team to do this for the Dutch field of tax.
Yeah.
And as a part of this process, Johan, talk a little bit about your role, but also how the two of you work together. And I know that you both had different backgrounds or had yeah. different roles in this project. Can talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's also the real nice thing for me around this project. We, when we started, I think we started together with some people around it, but it has evolved to a large team that's working together. But you need a lot of different expertises in there, right? So I'm the team lead and also the project lead. So what I'm doing is I'm the guy between normally the business and the technical people. And I'm also the team lead for the technical people.
That's a tough
people.
Spot sometimes. Yeah, yeah, tough spot, it is. Yeah.
But then, so we have this group of developers and testers, test engineers that we have. But on the other hand, we have a whole group of tech specialists, but also linguistic specialists. We have our business, of course. They also are part of that project group. So I think, in total, it's about 100 people that were involved in some way in this project. And that the core team is, of course, smaller. But I mean, there's sure. so many people yeah. participating in this with so many different backgrounds, and that's what I really like about this project too.
Well, that brings that gives you all those perspectives. It makes it a stronger product in the end because you have yeah. included all those elements. It sounds like you've got multiple dream teams going on. You've got multiple Jordans, Barclays, all those guys are involved.
Yeah, that's right. And but I like the core team itself. It consists about a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different people. I see that as one team.
Yeah.
And in fact, yeah, and maybe there are different teams at all. Yeah, yeah.
And together, I think Johan and I represents all the expertises within the team. So I'm stronger on linguistics and tax law. So I can, together we can bring all the people together.
Yeah,
we talked a little bit about this at the beginning, and I mentioned it as well. Is this took a few years, right? So about 4 years, give or take. How do you keep the drive going? How do you keep the spirit of the team going for that amount of time? And how do you also make sure that you're still going towards the right vision, that you're still aligned with what original need was?
Yeah, I think that was the biggest challenge, because in the beginning you had people were working towards something, but there was no real product yet. It was all very abstract. So for at least half a year, we had to convince people like what you're making now will work in combination with the code the developers are writing. And that's very hard. And you're basically motivating and giving people confidence to believe in what they work for.
The thing we're trying to do here, I don't think other... In the same situation and same circumstances, people have tried it before. The technology that we use was a lot of times used in media companies, but mm-hmm. not in like firms like PwC. So there's also, when you're experimenting, a lot of things that are going wrong that you have to redo again. So, and that's also the challenge, but I think, and that's what's really good at our project, that our leadership really supports us there. So even when we need more time or things are not going the right way, they kept believing in us. And that's I think for us, the reason why we're now successful.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a key element, that you just mentioned also, is that there are things, especially when you're doing something for the first time, there's a certain level of failure that's going to happen.
Yep.
You have to have that support to be able to say, okay, trust it. We'll get there eventually. But it may take a few missteps, if you will.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and then talking about the team dynamics and sort of that communication, how did you address that? Was that something that you had to maybe translate for maybe the business a little bit? I know that it's sort of sitting in between the two groups.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, I've found a way in the last 4 years to explain to our business what the advantages of this were. Because it sounds really technical. Yeah. As soon as you tell people that we make the system understand what's in text, and then you can explain, well, when you're creating an advice on the second screen, because we understand what you're creating, we can from the database give you nice information around that same subject, then people understand it. But it is quite a challenge to fill that gap between the technical part and the business.
Yeah, we both got quite good at it in the past few years.
So now you speak multiple languages, not just Dutch, English, but you also speak technology, data, tax.
Yes, so to the experts, you have to explain what the code does. So you're working on this small thing, and that will be used like this and then end up like this. And the other way around, you have to explain to the developers that, well, this is the goal and this is important and this is not, even though if you look at the data only, the other thing might be way more important.
So you've had some wins, right? You've had some, we talked about some challenges. How do you celebrate wins in this COVID era?
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, I think COVID has changed a lot when you think about working together as a team.
Sure.
I even underestimated it at the point when we ended up in the lockdown and we had to work from home. I was kind of doing the things the same way I was doing in the office, but it was a big mistake, because you see a lot. I mean, if you're within your team and you're communicating all the day with them, you can see when people are not really happy or when people don't work well together.
Sure.
I mean, that's impossible when it's online. So. And also celebrating success. I mean, if you're together and there's energy and you have success, you can really celebrate it and even have a drink together.
Sure.
But if you're online looking at each other, it gets a bit awkward, right? I mean, you're like, yay.
You can do like virtual high fives. Yeah. Aren't as cool. Not as cool.
No. So it has been a transition that we had to make. But I think nowadays, for example, what we now do is have a lot more personal conversations, not about the technical stuff, but really about how are you feeling and how is the team doing. And we do this a lot, and we schedule it even, just to make sure that we connect also on that level, because it's so hard to get the social aspect going on when you're working online.
This is Dream Teams.
Well, this time goes quickly, and I do have a couple of things I want to say at the end just to cover the overall podcast, but before we wrap up today, I did want to ask each of you, and I'll start with you, Kimberly, is what were some of the key learnings that you had, and what are you going to take forward into your next project?
That it is important that I, and also Johan as a project lead, that we believe in the product that we're making, because only if you believe in it, then other people will start to believe in it too, and you'll create energy, they will be dedicated, and they'll be energetic as well.
Within a team, to work well together, the mutual respect is really important. And that's something that everybody knows, of course. But nowadays, especially when you onboard people that have never met people in real life, you can see that sometimes not understanding each other causes a lot of issues.
Sure.
So that's what I'm really trying right now, just to make sure that people really understand each other, that they know each other socially, and thereby also have this mutual respect. And especially because we, within the group, we have a lot of different people. Like developers are a whole different kind of persons normally,
sure.
Like than tax advisors. Or
really? No.
Well, but that's also understanding that and where people come from.
Sure.
That's, I think, the real important thing. And you really have to, as a team lead, make sure that people act like that. Yeah.
That's great. I would say that you both have hit on a couple of themes that we've heard a lot during these podcasts, and that's this idea of a common goal or a common mission that we all believe in, that we're all striving for. I think every team that we've talked to during this season has mentioned that as a driving force and what makes the team work. So that's absolutely key. I think the other element or aspect that we've heard a lot or theme is this idea of putting yourself in somebody else's shoes to really understand where they're coming from, to understand their perspective and their background and their view of the challenges ahead or the opportunities ahead. So to hear that again is great. And I think it's the things that we can take forward also, right? As we think about dream teams and how do we assemble those and what do those look like? It's really about that common mission that we all strive for, and then also making sure that in the course of going towards that mission, that we understand where everybody else is at and what they're feeling, what they're going through, and their human experience.
And then still celebrate success, but also see the individual performances of people, because that's also something, right, that as a team we did great and everything, but people also individually want to be recognized. And that's also something I think that's important within a team. That you do
absolutely. That. Absolutely. This is it.
Yeah,
this
the last one.
But thank you very much. This was great. I really appreciate your time today. We are signing off for this season of Dream Teams. So everybody out there in podcast land, thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. We love you all, and talk to you next time.
BWC shares a passionate community of solvers, creating new solutions for a new day. That's the new equation.
That's the new equation.
If you have thoughts or ideas, please share them with us.